I'm Jean Moore at the Center for Health Workforce Studies at the UAlbany School of Public Health. Our Oral Health Workforce Research Center recently released a new report, Consumer Survey of Barriers to and Facilitators of Access to Oral Health Services. The center collaborated with the Workforce Studies team at the Association of American Medical Colleges to conduct a consumer survey about oral health status and perceived barriers to obtaining needed dental services. It is widely recognized that understanding consumer perspective on access to oral health services is critical to designing policies and programs that improve the oral health status of the population. Simona Serdu, a researcher at the Oral Health Workforce Research Center who led this study, is with us today to talk about the work. Simona, can you provide a brief description of this study and the methods used?
Thank you, Jean. The present study aimed to obtain information from U.S. consumers on factors contributing to oral health disparities and to evaluate the impact of respondents' characteristics and other factors identified by consumers on their access to and utilization of oral health services. This research was based on data collected through the consumer survey of healthcare access fielded by the Association of American Medical Colleges. The survey is an online survey conducted biannually using a national panel of about 1.2 million adults aged 18 years and older. The oral health module asks about respondents' ability to obtain needed oral health care, self-reported oral health status, oral health literacy, oral health behaviors, and perceived barriers to and facilitators of oral health care services. In addition, the survey collected extensive information on respondents' demographic characteristics and socioeconomic factors.
What are key findings from this work?
While the majority of survey respondents who indicated a need for dental care received those services in the past year, nearly 30% did not receive needed oral health care. The most commonly identified barrier to seeking needed dental care included the inability to pay for it, followed by difficulty finding a dentist who accepted their dental insurance, anxiety about going to the dentist, and an inability to find time to see a dentist. The most commonly identified facilitators of obtaining needed oral health services was having dental insurance, the availability of dentists who accept the respondent's insurance, and more convenient hours of dental services.
What are the policy implications of this study?
The policy implication from this study suggests that offering a comprehensive adult Medicaid dental benefit could increase the utilization of dental services and improve oral health outcomes. Supporting new and existing capacity in the oral health safety net could also expand access to needed oral health care. In addition, improving oral health literacy can lead to good oral hygiene and play an important role in increasing access to needed oral health services.
Thank you, Simona. Michael Dill, Director of Workforce Studies at the Association of American Medical Colleges, joins us to tell us more about the consumer survey his research team administers. The consumer survey also includes questions about access barriers to medical and behavioral health services. Michael, how do consumer barriers compare across the three settings, medical, behavioral, and oral health?
Well, thanks, Jean. The types of barriers faced in accessing all three types of care that we're talking about, medical, mental, and behavioral, and oral, are very similar, but they're experienced differently and or to differing extents depending on which type of care you're trying to access. For example, when we look at how long it physically takes to get to care, it definitely takes longer for most folks to get to mental and behavioral health care than it does to either medical or oral health care. At the same time, there are some, you know, striking similarities in terms of who experiences access to care barriers, regardless of whether you're talking about access to medical care, access to medical and behavioral health care, or access to oral health care. For example, there are distinct differences depending on the type of place you live. All three are more difficult to access if you live in a rural area or an urban area compared to if you live in a suburban area. And for all three types of care, there are also definite disparities based on race and ethnicity. And finally, one similarity I'll note is that for all three types of care, medical, mental and behavioral, and oral health care, access to that care is most problematic for those in the greatest need. That is, you know, the folks who are in the worst health when they need care also have the most difficulty getting it.
Thank you, Michael and Simona, for sharing your perspectives on this important research. For more information, this report can be found on our Oral Health Workforce Research Center's website at www.oralhealthworkforce.org/reports.